This is Dr. Liang, dictating for patient. Last name is a V as in Victor, A-N-G, V-A-N-G. First name is A-L-V-I-N. Date of visit is October 25, 2023. Date of birth is December 24, 1993. Patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient tells me that in June of 2020, a patient was in Afghanistan, first up. It was during the evacuation of Afghanistan, first up. A patient tells me that he was bringing back human remains and dead body parts, first up. A patient was on the ground, first up, and he was hit by mortar, first up. There was an explosion near him, first up. The mortar exploded, he fell on the ground, first up. He had immediate loss of consciousness as he fell on the ground, first up. His head hit the rock, on the back of his head, on the left side, first up. Patient had immediate loss of consciousness for 3 to 5 minutes, first up. But when he woke up, patient was had severe headaches, blurred vision, drowsiness, first up. Patient had amnesia for the rest of the day, first up. He does not remember what happened for the rest of the day, first up. Next paragraph, a patient now has significant headaches, first up. He has blurred vision, concentration difficulties, difficulty to perform his job task duties, first up. Inability to recognize common things, first up. Unable to multitask, first up. Patient has difficulty to remember task duties at work, and he needs to write down everything, first up. Next paragraph, patient is working for the Air Force as a traffic management. First off, patient tells me that his symptoms are affecting his job. First off, he's not able to concentrate. First off, he's not able to focus. First off, his poor memory has affecting him to remember his task duties. Next paragraph, MoCA examination score is 25 out of 30. First up, a patient missed all five on delay recall. First up, Ms. Marks is in dictation. Next patient, last name is T-A-M-E-R-I-U-S. Again, T-A-M-U-R-I-U-S. First name is Tristan, T-R-I-S-T-A-N. Date of visit is October 25, 2023. First up, a patient, date of birth is March 12, 1999. First up, a patient tells me that that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury, first up, but patient tells me that in 2021, patient was mountain biking, in Brines, California, first up. A patient was riding his bike, first up. A patient suddenly hit something, and then he fell over the handlebar, first up. As he fell, he hit the right arm and also the head, first up. A patient tells me that he dislocated his right shoulder, and then hit the head, first up. His helmet was crushed. Was cracked, first up, but he had immediate loss of consciousness, first up. He was out of consciousness for 30 seconds, first up, but patient was lying to the ground, when he woke up, patient had severe headaches, dizziness, lightheadedness, confusion, disorientation, first up, but patient had severe headache for the rest of the day, first up, but next paragraph, a patient now has significant headaches. First up, he would have headaches at least three times a week. First up, patient also tinnitus in the ear. So first up, patient also decreased concentration and decreasing focus. So first up, patient also poor memory. First up, patient has difficulty to remember recent items. Currently working for a refinery. First up, a patient tells me that it's difficulty to work at a refinery because he will have constant headaches. So first up, patient's difficulty to focus at job. First up, patient is unable to concentrate. First up, he's not able to perform well in his job. First up, patient also have constant ringing in the ears. First up, it is also affecting his concentration and focus. First up, next paragraph of MoCA examination is 25 out of 30. First up, patient missed four on delay recall. First up, patient missed one on serial seven. So first up, next paragraph, this box is an application. Next patient. Next patient, last name is Bridges, B-R-I-D-G-E-S, again, B-R-I-D-G-E-S. First name is Roy, R-O-Y. Date of visit is October 24, 2023. Date of birth is January 14, 1964. Next paragraph, our referring physician is, next paragraph, a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury, first up. But patient tells me that in 1985, Karma patient was in Camp Pendleton, first up. A patient was involved in a motor vehicle accident. A first up patient tells me that he lost control and got in the car accident. A first up patient hit the right occipital skull. A first up patient had immediate loss of consciousness. A first up patient tells me that he was brought to the hospital. First up, he was diagnosed with concussion. First up, a first up patient thinks he was out of consciousness for a few minutes. A first up, when he woke up, a Karma patient had severe headache, confusion, disorientation. First up, next paragraph. In 1983, Karma patient was in 29 Palms. A first up patient tells me that he was working with tanks. A first up, the tanks were firing off all the time. First up, he got blood in the left ear. First up, he tells me that the shockwave is affecting his hearing, Karma, resulting in the left ear bleeding. First up, there was blood coming out of the left ear. First up, patient tells me that since then he has significant hearing problems. First up, patient's been needed hearing aid. Next paragraph, patient tells me that it's significant memory loss. First up, mostly short-term memory loss. First up, patient's significant hearing loss. First up, patient's back pain, has headache. First up, his constant headaches. First up, patient has poor memory. First up, a patient has nerve issues in the right foot. First up, a patient has back and neck pain. First up, next paragraph. Patient currently working as a patient works as a making wine bottle. First up, a patient tells me that he could not hear well at work, common because of hearing loss. First up, the headaches is affecting his concentration and focus. First up, patient is not able to perform well at work because of the hearing problems and the concentration difficulties. First up, there. The constant headaches also affecting him to concentrate at work, first up. Next paragraph, it is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury, first up, in 1985. He was involved in a motor vehicle accident in Camp Pendleton, first up. He hit the head, and he had a complete loss of consciousness, first up. Patient was out of consciousness when he woke up, patient feel severe headache, confusion, disorientation, first up. Patient was brought to the patient was brought to the hospital. Patient also needed stitches in the right occipital scalp. I believe that the loss of consciousness, head injury, followed by headache, short-term memory loss, difficult to concentrate, these are all common signs and symptoms of traumatic brain injury. First up, it is my opinion that he sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, patient also significant hearing loss from tanks firing off, in 1983 in 29 Palms. First up, resulted in significant hearing deficits, as shown today on examination. First up, patient has a hearing deficit. This marks a denotification. Next patient. Last name is patient's last name is F A H E Y. First name is Michael. Date of a visit is October 24, 2023. Date of birth is May 31, 1965. Next paragraph. A patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, patient tells me that. In September 1, 1994, patient was playing with frisbee football during physical training. Patient was hit in the face with an elbow. Patient was knocked out immediately. Patient tells me that the elbow hit his head. Had an immediate loss of consciousness. Patient fell to the ground for about 1 minute. Patient, when he woke up, patient was confused, disoriented. Patient was having severe headache. Patient had broken nose. Patient was evaluated at that time. Now patient tells me that he has significant difficulty with vision. Patient tells me that he's seen an optometrist. Patient was told the optometrist that he may have traumatic brain injury. Patient was diagnosed with binocular vision dysfunction. For some patient tells me the vision appeared blurry, difficulty to reading, and also difficulty to see the computer, have glaring at night, dim light blurriness, light sensitivity, difficulty to read, tiredness when he read, attention difficulties, loses concentration, easily distracted in classrooms, reduced comprehension or reading fluency, skip over words or misses lines, come up words seems to be floating or merging together. Diplopia, double vision, poor stereo vision, difficulty driving at night, in low night, anxiety, a heightened level of anxiety, panic attacks in crowd space. Next to paragraph, I'll post up. Patient is currently working as an insurance consultant. First off, he said his memory loss is affecting his job. For some patients, he's got poor memory. For some patients, it's difficult to concentrate and focus at work. For some patients, have difficulty to read policy. For some patients, loses focus very easily. For some, next step paragraph. Next paragraph, MoCA examination, 29 out of 30. First step, a patient missed one on delay recall. First step, next paragraph. Next step paragraph. Next paragraph, first up, next paragraph. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, patient was playing frisky football during physical training September 1, 1993. First up, patient was hit by an elbow on his face. First up, patient immediately loss of consciousness, lying on the ground. First up, patient tells me that he was confused, disoriented when he woke up. First off, patient has a broken nose. First off, patient woke up with a severe headache. First off, since this happened, comma, patient has significant symptoms. First off, patient tells me that he has significant blurred vision. First off, it has affected his vision a lot. First off, patient tells me that he has a vision blurry. First off, difficulty reading and reading on the computer. First off, vision is glare at night. First off, vision also have memory problems, according to him. First off, vision is difficult to read insurance policies as his job. First off, it's affecting his job. First off, vision has inability to stay focused and has to miss a lot of information at work. First off, vision also have mood swing, headaches, hearing problems, speech issues, dizziness, concentration, memory issue, but easily become angry, and binocular vision dysfunction is diagnosed by his optometrist. First up, next paragraph, it is my first up, patient tells me that all these symptoms have started after that frisky football physical training exercise in September 1 of 1994. First off, he tells me that he did not have these symptoms prior to that. First off, the next step further, this marks a good application.